This is Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens with me, Laura Hosford. Do you feel like life is a mystery to be solved? That you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul, and hear my call. I am your waking inner goddess speaking to you. I am here to call you home and activate your deepest prayer inside of you. As an emissary for the goddess, I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Now get ready and join me as we get your goddess groove on right now. Hello and welcome everyone to our show today, Get Your Goddess Groove On. And I am your host, Laura Hosford, and I'm very excited today to have a new guest on our show. So stay tuned with us, and we will be taking your calls and questions today. So I think we have that number up there, hopefully, for you to call in, the 1-800 number. And so let me go ahead now and introduce our special guest today. Is Cindy Edison, and Cindy began hearing the collective in early of 2009, although they did not name themselves Joseph at that time until her in 2017. She had many experiences with them before as Abraham, channeled by Esther Hicks, beginning in 2014, not understanding why it was happening, but experiencing it just the same was Cindy's experience. During a session that Cindy had with Paul Selig one afternoon, Cindy was relaying to Paul what she had experienced, and his guides responded, "There is a group who is trying to teach through her. She must ask for a name." Needless to say, that brought more confusion at the time. Later that evening, during her conversation with them, Cindy asked what was going on. Esther's face appeared suddenly and clearly in front of her. As she was saying to herself, "Why am I seeing Esther's face?" they replied, "You are seeing the lovely Esther because we don't have a face yet. We will reveal our name at the right time to you." And of course, they were talking about Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham. So 2 days later, Cindy saw in front of her a succession of towing planes like you see at the beach, towing advertising banners behind them. As she focused, she saw the first banner that read Seth. The second banner read Abraham, and the third was blank. She knew then that this group was part of the consciousness of Seth and Abraham, and the name would come when they were ready, and it did. When they signed the welcome segment of their first book, Allow Your Soul to Lead, The Soul's Perspective of the Ego. How cool is that story, y'all? So prior to 2009, Cindy spent 35 years in advertising and marketing on the creative side. She was born and raised in the Catskill Mountains in New York City, and she currently lives here outside of Atlanta, Georgia. So welcome, Cindy, to the Get Your Goddess Groove On Transformation Show. So happy to have you here today.
Well, wow, what an introduction. Thank you so much. I love reliving that. I don't care if it's me saying it or an interviewer saying it. I just feel that. You know what that's like. You just relive the experience of it vibrationally, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wonderful. Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah, we've been looking forward to having you on too today on our show, and I'm just excited to learn more about a little bit more about who Joseph is, and you know what a cool story about, you know, because I've studied the Seth material, mm-hmm. and I even watched some videos. I think they're still on YouTube of Jane Roberts, who originally, you know, channeled the Seth material, and I actually even studied with a clairvoyant coach who briefly actually you know, learn from Jane Roberts for a brief period. So this is really cool to have this connection today with you. And then, of course, we all know a lot about Abraham and through Esther Hicks, and she's been out there for many years now. So I'm so excited for you to share with us a little bit more about Joseph today and bring us that vibration and help us to feel it in the heart here, because we're all about the heart here with the learning more about the goddess and how we can get our goddess groove on.
Yeah, I love that. And of course, we're all about the heart space too, which is why we connect, you know. Yeah, so Joseph is a really cool collective, an extension of, we would say, the Seth and Abraham vibration, which of course expands all the time. We're not the only ones teaching from that consciousness, you know. So there are many who are furthering the expansion of this vibration. The messages, you know, there's a message for every single person, for every single question. There's just a lot of information out there. So Joseph comes at this time to help us as the human collective understand more about who we are so we can hop on this journey to the new earth. So they are the vibration of the new earth. They hold within that consciousness. I say they hold. These are, of course, human words, you know. They hold. Consciousness is something we can't even describe. We can't fathom what that is. But we know that it is different from us, because in this consciousness that Joseph represents, there is no fear. So I want to say this going forward. I'm sure a lot of your listeners are New Earth junkies like I am. You know, we can't wait to get there, right?
Excuse me. Yeah.
So in order for us to do that, the human collective, we do this individually, has got to move beyond the realm of fear, the contrasting realm. We move beyond that. We are not advocates of going back to fix anything. We are, as Joseph says, there's no time for dilly-dallying now. Now is time to move forward, and we need to take responsibility for our own movement. So they are here to help us and assist the human, individual, and collective to move out of the realm of fear so we can begin communing with our new human aspect, the new human aspect of us who exists within their vibration.
Yeah, and I love that so much because, you know, I can even relate to that concept they're talking about moving forward and not trying to fix what there is. And I really actually experienced that in my own life when I actually left the field of healthcare that I was in for 35 years. And the questions that came up around, I mean, I'm a big questioner anyway. And so what was coming up was like, well, you know, in my trying to figure out my own role as an intuitive, as a healer, and did it make sense for me to stay in that industry and try to bring, of course, I was bringing light and consciousness to it. There was no doubt about that. However, it wasn't like there was anything I could do to fix the system.
No, you can't fix.
You can't, because the system was a product of the consciousness of that third dimensional realm. So I got clarity around that. And that is such a beautiful message here that Joseph is bringing through, that, you know, it's about moving forward and really anchoring into that new earth vibration. I love that so, so much. And so can you share with us more around what would be some things that we could do that Joseph would like to share with us today about how we could personally and collectively keep moving forward today?
You know, there's so much. I'll start off by saying, contrary to what some believe and some are teaching, we will not just wake up one day living in the new earth. You know, I think that's so cute and it's so positive, you know, which is wonderful. But we have a lot of what some call clearing to do, what we say is expanding beyond. And in order for us to choose our way out of the contrast, because that's where we are, Joseph refers to the earth plane as a choosing ground, because everything we manifest, we choose, right? So that's a whole nother story. But the reason that there has been so much focus in the past, probably 50 years more so, and of course, as the momentum increases around creating, more, you know, it starts to bloom. We start to see more. The more you focus on something, the bigger it gets, right? So there are a lot more people asking now and looking for answers. And so the more focus that's put on the shift, the more the shift moves. So in order for us to move with it, we need to move beyond the fear that we have been living for eons of time. And this is the bottom line, is a shift in our perspective. You pointed out clearly, and I'm so glad you said this, when you said you can't fix that system because it was created in the realm of contrast. We teach along those same lines. We say, right from your beginning choosing analogy, doesn't matter what it is, when you are beginning to choose a thought, Joseph says, feel the thought before you choose to focus on it, because the focus is what makes the momentum, right? It gets the momentum going, and the more we focus on it, the faster it gets. And so this is why they say, feel the thought first. And that's so we can know where it is. Is it in alignment with our soul, or is it out of alignment? And that is in alignment with the field of contrast. And the more you focus on that. So we are right in the beginning stages of manifestation in every single moment as we live. So we really need to look at what we're choosing, right? We need to look Absolutely. At what we're choosing. And if we are choosing a thought pattern, a vibration, a thought that creates the momentum to bring more like thoughts, right? We choose, we get what we focus on, right? So if Yes. we're choosing from a space of out of alignment, we get the manifestation from that space. You cannot create an in alignment circumstance or situation from an out of alignment position. It doesn't work that way, you know, doesn't work that way. But we are moment by moment choosers. So that's the good news. We can always change it. So the first thing is to recognize that our entire human collective, and I'm saying generally speaking, but I'm telling you, the more I look at this, the more there is to change and to shift. There are so many fearful beliefs and understandings and misguided teachings still being taught, of course, because they're all, we're moving away from the realm where all of those teachings are born and conjured from.
Yes, yes, totally agree. And I love what you're teaching too with Joseph, because you're not teaching from that third dimensional consciousness No. and duality. You're teaching beyond the duality in the unity consciousness, I call it, or fifth dimension. Yep. And you're teaching from that place and that space, and that consciousness is very different. And like you were saying, we're just now starting to even begin to even, you know, we're like babies, I think, with training wheels on, trying to figure out how to shift over from, you know, being so long in the duality and even creating in duality, and now how do we shift into creating in a non-dual world, in a non-dual consciousness? And I think that we're all learning in our own ways of how to do that, right? And bring that in. I did have a question for Joseph, if Joseph could answer this, because this has been on my mind. I've been a student of the Law of One for a while, and I think that Law of One, you don't hear many people teaching about it, but I think it's starting to come back into the earth because we're the rising of the consciousness.
Right.
And I remember reading something about, and if maybe Joseph could help us understand about what you were talking about, fear, and that in there, the Law of One, that if we can just clear, you know, 51% of the density, you know, out of the fear, out of our fields, then I think what happens is, what I understand, the law of inertia kicks in and it starts to propel us. We start, because we are now 51% light and 49%, you know, dark or unconsciousness, and the law of inertia comes in and takes over and starts to help us. It gets easier, in other words, to move into that unity consciousness, or at least that was my understanding. Is there anything that Joseph could share with us about that?
Yeah, well, in fact, we'd love to give you the evolved version of that. And so we want you to step up, and for us, we mean kind of out instead. We don't prefer levels. You know, we don't prefer, we're at a higher level than you. That's a very humanistic term, you know.
Right.
So we're gonna take this Law of One understanding that is pure, absolutely, it's pure in its intent, let's say. The description that is given that you have relayed to us here, we've heard many, many times, of course, about the percentages. Percentages and measurements are a human thing. There is nothing measured ever. There is no measurement for anything where we are in the consciousness of the vibration of the new earth. There is no fear. So there's no measuring. Now, a lot of you would say, well, we're not talking about fearful percentages. We're not talking about that kind of fear. Everything that judges or everything that measures something against something else, doesn't matter if it's good, because there's no good or bad. So it can't be judged. Once it's judged, it's judged. And it's judged size-wise, if you're following us. So what we're going to say, the whole purpose for us saying that is, if you take your percentages out of it, this law of one, which is certainly accurate, universally accurate, says that the more you focus on something, the more you focus on the momentum, which moves the momentum, it keeps the momentum going. And when your momentum is moving forward, never goes back. When your momentum is moving forward, it is by law expanding.
Yes, I get that.
Okay, so let's look at, just as a comparison, let's look at what's happened on your planet in the past several months. And as soon as this virus was made known, we would venture to say, in your measurements, literally within 24 hours, you had a different collective vibration on your planet, and it consisted more of fear. And you can see the manifestations that have come from that focus on and movement of the momentum that was focused in fear. Everybody on your planet knew about this, generally speaking, within 24 hours, all at varying degrees. The point is that the focus was on fear. Something's wrong. The focus was on fear. So, of course, what many of you say, it has tripped over itself to manifest. And you see that, and you have seen the unlimited ways that the fear is manifesting from you, because this is what you're holding. This is the collective dominant vibration, which changes and can change moment by moment. It can. For instance, if all of you for 60 seconds, we've said before, if every single human aspect for 60 seconds would hold the space of a true alignment, you would all be living on the new earth in its physical form for 60 seconds. It doesn't cease to exist because you don't see it.
Right, right. It's already there. It's just us. I sort of say vibrational. It's already there in stepping into it. And in fact, I've seen myself stepping into it, or I keep working on manifesting, stepping myself into that vibration in a physical sense.
Yes.
When I say that, not just in the etheric or the inner planes, but I keep being redirected back to actually physically seeing my body and my reality showing up inside of this earth now, where we're talking about, you know, most of the collective consciousness is probably still third dimensional, and there's varying degrees of that, or fourth dimension or whatever. But I keep like actually creating in my mind where I'm living in a space, but where I'm living physically on the earth, but I'm vibrating at the new earth consciousness.
Well, that's right. You are in the non-physical, you're there. You know, there are a lot of people who are, and what you don't understand, and then we want to get back and make sure we answered your question, because we get off track a lot, but Cindy's kind of crazy. So
that's all right.
So what is happening when you are focused on the new earth, and Cindy is focused on the new earth, and millions of others are focusing in varying degrees, maybe for a moment, some for an hour, some more than that, doesn't matter. But this is how you are collectively creating the physical new earth. And that is by your focus upon it. And every single one of you, we promise you this, every single one of you who has their vision of what it looks like and what it feels like will, in fact, experience it that way. It is a place of creation that only expands. It only expands your creativity because your new human aspect has no limits. There are no limits to the new you, the new Laura. There are no limits. So if you look at that perspective of the new human aspect, and you look at the current perspective of the new human, of the current human aspect, you see there's a big shift there that has to happen. You have to actually understand who you really are, which is the new human aspect. That's who you really are. That's within you now, consciousness-wise. But now there is the opportunity within this vibration of the new earth to bring that new human aspect forward into its physical form. Granted, it will be a very different physical form than you currently are because it will be created from a loving vibration only. There'll be no need for any antibodies or any immune system because you do not want to be immune from who you really are because that's pure love.
So, oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that.
So the news, so the there's a lot of shifting and changing that is before you as a human collective. So our whole point in getting off on that tangent, and we'll circle around to answer your question simply, is that, yes, we have been what we have referred to as sitting on a tipping point of sorts for several years. You know, tipping points in the human, from the human perspective are like that. And this one will be experienced like that when it final, when there is finally vibrational agreement. And that's where your 51% comes in. And the more who are focusing on the light, as you call it, the light, the love, the expansion of love. Yes, it begins to increase the momentum for that ride. You know, we have likened this over the years kind of as you're sitting at a red light and it's slowly turning green, but you're still sitting there idling because you're not sure which direction to go. So we come in and we say, follow us, because you don't know this realm. The human aspect has never had the opportunity to expand to this. Of course, all expansion is to a new timeline, but there has never been this vibration available with no fear. You don't know how to live without fear. And we are here to assist in the teaching of that. It's a whole new human aspect. The human collective is what we have referred to as addicted to fear. You've been living on it, in it, at it, around it, about it, creating from it for eons of time, eons. So this is not something that happens overnight, but it is happening. And we're saying, allow your soul to guide you, every individual one of you, and the collective, therefore, will be moving in that direction. The individual has got to say, I don't know what I'm doing because we love you so much, but you have no idea what you're doing.
I totally agree with that. 100%. Oh, yeah.
Cindy jumps up and down and says, I have no idea what I'm doing. Help me.
Exactly. You know, I get that so clearly that it's like our human mind, our human ego cannot take us there. It can't. It can't take us there. It's our... Well, it's our
We're
heart.
Take issue with your ego now. You know, we don't do that with you.
Well, I love my ego and it is my guide and my friend.
Yes.
Meaning that, you know, it's in partnership with my heart. And, but I feel like that my heart has to lead the way into the fifth dimension or into the unity consciousness. My left brain is not going to be able to lead me there, but it is part of it. But that it's my heart that has to lead me there, because I think the question around the law of one and the 51%, those type of you know, that doesn't work in the quantum field, or at least my experience, it does not work. It's limited. In my experiences of the quantum field are not even like that at all. In fact, I've had two very clear experiences of the quantum field, and all I can say is it wasn't even something that I called in. It just happened. It was very magical.
It always does like that. Yes.
And
resistance.
it's a total different space. And yeah. there was no fear. I was super clear. There were no thoughts in my mind. It was like a beautiful harmony and calmness and peace. I mean, that can't even describe where I was.
Right.
I just knew that I was there and I was being gifted an opportunity to experience it so that then I would begin to recognize, I think, what that felt like in the physical. You know, it was a beautiful gift.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah.
So I think these are really, you know, good questions. And I think part of our challenge, if you will, as channels, is trying to bring it into the physical world and trying to help us to anchor it into the physical world with concrete examples and not just in the, you know, in the upper realms. And so I'm always searching for how can I do that? How can I give examples? Of how we can actually live this new vibration, the new earth vibration, and take it into those examples more and more. So
the knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we have two core energies, love and fear. We always have the power of now and the choice to align with our source energy, which is based on love, light, truth, gratitude, and peace. Or we can choose to align with our ego, external influences and opinions that arise during our day, based in fear. You know those terms, frustration, worry, anger, and judgment. Well, each day as we awaken, we have the opportunity for a new day, a new start, and to align and empower ourselves and to raise our energy in appreciation. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, appreciation, and of course, alignment. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Get Your Goddess Groove On here. And today we are talking with Cindy Edison. And Cindy is a channel for the collective group called Joseph, who is kind of like, I guess, a evolvement of the group Seth and then Abraham. And so we're going to now continue our beautiful conversation. And Joseph is going to help us to understand, maybe learn a little bit more about what's an old paradigm teaching versus what this new earth vibration and teaching is that's coming in. If you could help us to understand that, that would be great.
You know, when we were asked this question, Cindy's first response always is, how do you eat an elephant? You know, it's so huge a subject. So we have chosen to begin in the first book, actually, with the ego teaching. which of course is still being taught because there aren't many, although there are a couple others, some that Cindy is not aware of, who are teaching a different version of what you call the ego on your planet at this time. And the ego has been what Cindy refers to as given a bad rap ever since she can remember. And this is one area that's huge in the human collective because it is based in fear. And you cannot, first of all, we want to say that you cannot get to your new human aspect. We're putting this in very simple human terms because Cindy likes to cut to the chase. So you can't get to your new human aspect carrying any belief that is born in or perpetuated in the realm of contrast, or that is fear-based, or that is an out-of-alignment thought, a vibrational pattern of thought, because you're when you're creating from fear, you manifest fear. So the ego teaching now that says the ego wants you to fail, the ego, all the stuff, the ego is bad, the ego makes you do things, the ego foists itself into your vibration somehow and forces you to act a certain way or think a certain thought. And that is not the case. That is never the case. Nothing ever, ever can penetrate your vibration without your permission, which is what we refer to as a vulnerable vibration. It means that you don't have control of your vibration. So we are teaching how to get control of your vibration. First of all, what your vibration is, but the vibration at the core of you is what you create from. So the old paradigm teachings like the ego, and many others, you must work hard and work long in order to be successful. There are so many limited beliefs that people buy into for unlimited reasons. It doesn't really matter what they are. We are helping to examine those in these days because you can't move forward if your beliefs are grounded in fear. You just can't. And so the shift of perspective for what you're looking at is how we're approaching it and shifting the perspective. So when the ego comes in, the ego is taught to be feared. A lot of people say, get rid of your ego. It's awful, all this stuff. Just ignore it. It's ridiculous to think that. Those Cindy's words, not ours. It is ridiculous to think that because the ego is an aspect of us. It's an aspect of your soul. And the ego is pretty much, short and sweet, the balance to our vibration in the third dimension of contrast. What we mean by that is we give our human aspects validation and nudges, and we communicate emotionally through your vibrational means. We communicate with you every time you're feeling love and every time you're feeling joy and peace and you're living authentically. You are in alignment with what your soul is feeling at the same time. It's all love. But when you start to choose from out of alignment positions, where we're concerned, which is everything from fear, unlimited fear of manifestations, unlimited thoughts of fear, anything that's not love, we put under the fear of another category of fear. Now, we're also changing that perspective of that paradigm. We want to actually remove the word fear because fear is part of that vibration, the word itself, right?
Yes.
Yes. So we're changing slowly, and it's taking Cindy some time to catch up with this too. We remind her, but it is a shift in the way we teach. And that teaching goes from, you have two choices, fear or love, to out of alignment and in alignment. As soon as you remove the word fear, you feel a little bit of relief, right? Because now you have a chance. It's almost like fear, and of course, there is no hope in fear, contradiction. So all of these things, every belief that you are currently holding that is fear-based, there are other beliefs that have spun off of that belief over your physical experiences, over your journeys to the earth plane, where your human aspect lives in fear and has understandings of fear, therefore experiences in the fearful realm. So we're offering new perspectives so you can move forward.
So as part of those new perspectives, a question for Joseph would be, when we move more into the new earth vibration and this new different field of consciousness, which is based in love, and there is no fear, there is no separation in this consciousness, from what I understand, then do we even have beliefs like that we need to, do we have a new set of beliefs in that consciousness, or like, is that even required in that realm? Or is it more like we're just operating from our heart and our higher self in this sort of consciousness of what I call our original blueprint, which is perfect, you know, by design? And I mean, do we even need thoughts? Do we even have thoughts? Because when we came into this, you know, third dimensional vibration, there was this collective pool of thoughts, and we started to tap into those collective fear-based thoughts. So can Joseph help me understand, or help us understand kind of a little bit about how that works in the new earth vibration? Does that make sense, that question even?
Well, of course it does make sense. It's a perfect question from the third dimensional perspective.
Okay.
And we're gonna tell you why. First of all, there are no requirements anywhere in our vibration. There's no requirements, because that's judgment. Mm-hmm. And you don't need requirements by us, because there's no hierarchy. There's no you can and you can't. There's no judgment. It is such an opposite shift from the common thinking of the current human aspect that it's almost unbelievable to our human aspects at this time, but it is in fact who you really are. So there are no beliefs. There is only knowing. There is only knowing, and that knowing is who you really are. And yes, there are thoughts, because thoughts are your creative power. Thoughts are where you create from, but your thoughts are all love. You see, there are no limits in creation of love. For the current human aspect, there are many limits of love. There are many rules and regulations you put on yourselves. You cannot love one and not love another. And he could not have loved me, because he would never have done this. There are so many laws and rules around love that are so far out of alignment, you can't even see the L from where that's sitting, right? So yeah. Everything that was learned and is still being taught and learned in the third dimensional realm must be evolved out of. And so we say you choose your way out of the realm, because choice is where your free will is, and you never lose that. We represent the more evolved version of you. You are us. You are us. Laura's soul space, Laura's higher dimensional, we're not going to put a number on it. We don't. It's rare that we do, but we understand why you have them. We're just saying that we are the expanded you. Your expanded Laura, mm-hmm. soul aspect of Laura, is with us, as are all the souls of your viewers and your audience. All this, our soul collective, where we are, is where you are on a higher level. So you already know what we know. You already know that the beliefs that you have now are only, as Abraham teaches, thoughts you have kept on thinking. And as you continue to think them, what you would say, you put another nail in it. But the fact is that a belief is only a thought. And in order to shift a belief, or to create a new belief, we say, you create new beliefs. We would recommend that you create new beliefs instead of trying to change the old ones, because the old beliefs serve that vibration. They serve the consciousness where they were born. You see,
that's a really good point.
There are no judgments. There's no bad. There's no mistakes. There's just experiences. So we're encouraging you and all of your listeners to just lighten up on yourselves, because you have total control. You always have free will and free choice. And so do we.
Yeah. I That was beautiful. That was a beautiful explanation. And it was so clear to me about, first of all, it's more of a knowing, which I totally, because that's, you know, that's like the purest, you know, sense we have as a human experience. It's a clear knowing and there is no judgment. It's just pure love. And I love the fact that we create through our thoughts and it, but it's behind the energy we put behind which thoughts we choose. And if those thoughts are, you know, in the new vibration, then we're going to feel good. We're going to feel uplifted. We're going to feel expansive. And, you know, we've all had examples of this. I mean, I know that we all can refer back to something. I know that, you know, like maybe you have a project or something at work and you're all super excited and you have a lot of passion around it and you put a lot of effort and time and focus because it makes you feel good and it's expansive. And then that project turns out, you know, like all you hope for, you know, meeting your goals or whatever it was. I mean, to me, that's a really good concrete example of how we're funneling our energy and we're in alignment. We're in alignment with those thoughts and those choices and those actions coming together. And there is no resistance. It's like a free flow of everything just aligning together. And that's really what I'm, if I'm understanding everything that Joseph is sharing with us, this is what we're looking for. This is what we want to create more of, and more about consciously creating and consciously choosing these scenarios instead of the old, you know, instead of the previous world experience, I'll put it that way, the previous world, yeah. Which is no judgment, but the previous world of choosing a thought that was, you know, making us contract or shrivel or go into fear. And that vibration is taking us, you know, into and keeping us in that fear and that density vibration.
That's right.
So, you know, that's really, really just so clear to me. And so can you speak a little bit more about maybe alignment and give us some even more examples or what are some things that we can do, our listeners can do to help us to keep shifting and keep, you know, I think clearly choosing in a new earth vibration? Because I think with all the, you know, there's a lot of distractions going on right now and things happening. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of chaos going on right now as we're going through this, I call birthing canal to the new earth. Is there some tips or some tools or some things that Joseph has for us today?
Yes. And so I'm going to tell you this story about when Joseph taught me about choosing. This was so clear to me. Okay. So this is choosing alignment. Alignment, you know, we talk about alignment all the time because alignment, and a lot of people say, I don't even know what it is. So we're going to be teaching more about that. But here's a good example. I deemed it the down by the river choosing process. So I was in a meditation and Joseph said, okay, we want you to create a vision of a river. So I had gone, I don't know if you remember, Laura, but remember when I went out to Montana fly fishing a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
The most beautiful river I'd ever seen. Anyway, so I went there. So I, all of a sudden, I see this gorgeous river and it's moving at a pretty good clip, but it's just beautiful. And so all of a sudden, I'm sitting on this riverbank and I look to my right and Joseph's sitting there. My soul is sitting to my right and I look to my left and my ego is sitting there. Now I named her Sandra, pick whatever name you want. So the three of us are hanging out. We're just enjoying this beautiful day. The weather's perfect, all this stuff. I look forward and all of a sudden I see the whole river is just piled up with these red and white balls. And it's gorgeous, but they're jumping. The rapids are making them go up in the air and they're all moving around. And I can't see past this wall of these gorgeous white and red balls. So I looked at Joseph and I said, what gives here? And Joseph said, these balls represent every single thought that has ever been thunk. Every single thought that's ever been thought by everybody who has ever lived. Okay. So we can't fathom that. But what they were saying was, every single thought vibration that is available for our choosing in every single moment, us, the human aspect. Okay. So here I am. So they said the red balls represent the out of alignment thoughts. The white balls represent the in alignment thoughts. So we're sitting there, the ego aspect on my left, me, the soul, the human aspect, the physical aspect of my non-physical evolved soul, right, who's sitting on my right. So Joseph says, pick a thought. So I'm looking and I'm looking. So I naturally pick a red ball because, first of all, it's beautiful. It's shiny, right? It's really pretty color. And it's comfortable for me. I know what I'm going to get when I pick this thought because now I want to focus on that a little bit more because I know what I'm getting. And so I put the red ball on my lap and I go to pick another one. And all of a sudden I feel this nudging, a little negative emotion from Sandra. So I look at her and she just kind of shakes her head. I don't pay attention to her. I want another thought like the one I just picked, right? Because it's comfortable and I'm used to it. So I pick another red ball. And as I'm bringing that to my lap, Sandra starts to give me more negative emotion. And now I'm starting to feel the negative emotion, like this doesn't feel very good. I'm starting to feel some fearful. I'm starting to feel jealousy or anger at somebody. And so I naturally want to pick another one because now I've started a momentum. So I go to the red ball and Sandra gives me this I'll say emotionally painful jaunt of negative emotion. And I look at Sandra and she says, Cindy, if you continue to pick these out of alignment thoughts, more are going to come and you will end up with a manifestation that you are not going to like. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I threw the red balls back, right? So now I look at Joseph and Joseph says, now choose a white ball. So I pick a white ball and I look at Joseph and they high five me and I feel this overwhelming love. And they say, choose another, choose another, choose another. And as I'm choosing the white balls, I'm gaining momentum from the vibration of love. And they say, keep choosing from our perspective, loving thoughts, because you must then manifest a loving situation or circumstance. So this is the choosing ground. So the human aspect is choosing either thoughts that are in alignment from love with the soul or thoughts that are out of alignment. And the way you decipher them is by how they make you feel. That's why they say, feel the thought before you choose to focus on it. Because the more you focus on it, the more like thoughts by way of law of attraction you bring to it. So throw the red balls back, people. And if you can, I mean, literally, you can look at your own life experience and you can see what you have manifested, what you are either currently living, what you just came out of, or what you're currently in the process of creating anew. You're either creating from love or you're creating from fear. There's no other way. You know, you're either choosing out of alignment thoughts or in alignment thoughts. There's only two choices, but under those choices are unlimited vibrations, all manifesting from whence they come. Mm. So this is a good way to begin recognizing your thoughts. And the good thing about this is when I first started doing this, I was overwhelmed. I started realizing very quickly how many thoughts I was choosing that were out of alignment. And then I go, well, damn, no wonder. No wonder I lived this. No wonder I'm still living this. I'm creating it. That's our choosing ground for creation. You're always in alignment with something. You're either in alignment with fear or out of alignment thoughts, or you're in alignment with love or in alignment thoughts.
Yeah.
We have so much control. It's only our control. That's where we have our power, is in our choosing, our ability to choose. Because you're choosing, when you choose your thoughts, when you choose your thoughts, you're creating, and right now we're creating very quickly. You know that.
Yes, we are. That's so, so apparent every day that we are choosing and choosing. So even talking about the thoughts, let's say that are, because we have conscious creation and unconscious creation. But I would just to clarify, if Joseph would clarify that the thoughts that are coming up from the unconsciousness, you know, from our unconsciousness, from our body that are coming to the surface, and those are the thoughts that we can, if they're fear-based, again, those are the thoughts that are coming up into the consciousness. And like you said, we put We throw those are the red balls. We throw those away, and we choose a higher thought. We choose a thought that's all around love. Is that on the right track of understanding the difference between conscious creation and unconscious creation and working with the thoughts in the thought realm?
We know there are many teachers and have been for however long that teach the subconscious creations, and we don't. We teach, and from our perspective, we say that what you focus on consciously is where you create from. In order for something to become active, you need to give it attention. Through your focus and intention, you create. And if it's not in your awareness, you can't create from it, is our perspective. We know that we'll rub some people wrong, and we're fine with that. We just don't, we don't give any credence to anything that is taught to be out of your control, because we don't believe anything is ever out of your control, because your point of creation is through your focus, and you focus on what is in your awareness.
I see. Interesting. Okay. That was really good. That was a really good answer to a really, I think, important question to clarify
We say, if you want something else to worry about, yes, bring in your whole subconscious mind and all that scientific human aspect, words and theories and all those things we think are wonderful, because we love the curiosity of our human aspects, because so many discoveries come from your curiosity. We, for our purpose of evolution, for our purpose that we are here with you at this time, which is to bring our human aspects forward through the choosing of love over fear, we don't see any reason to focus on or try to conjure a focus on something that you already are saying, I don't know it's there. So what can you possibly focus on if you don't know what you're focusing on? So we just say it, we just look, see it as a circular understanding.
Okay.
We go beyond that. There are some, you have a scientific analytical mind, and we love that about you. And so many of you delve into these scientific understandings, which only breeds more discovery. And we love that. It is not, however, something that we focus on, or it's not our perspective of it, is that it has no bearing on what we are doing.
Sure. And I think, you know, all paths lead to Rome, right? All paths lead to Rome, whether some people are more scientific oriented or more spiritual oriented, more heart oriented, more analytical oriented. To me, all paths, there's all type of teachings and paths, and I agree that the teachings are changing, and because we're moving out of the third dimensional fear base, and we're moving into this fifth dimensional, I call it unity consciousness, the new earth vibration. So I believe there's a pathway for everybody. Nobody's going to be left behind. No one's going to be left behind. And I totally agree. We're manifesting so much quicker today, which has been so phenomenal. Because I know when we talked a little bit earlier about the example of the virus, and, you know, I went through my own shifts and my own process. But what I was noticing is I was shifting out of fear much quicker. I kept choosing love, choosing love. And I kept saying, I don't want to be in that vibration. I don't want to be there. I want to be in love. And it kept shifting and shifting and shifting and shifting. Now, you know, I'm not saying that I'm complete or anything like that. Like you said, Joseph is saying it's a process. It's we're all on our own road, our own blueprint, our own map. But, you know, what a beautiful, beautiful sharing today, Cindy. So we've only got about another minute left. Is there any final message that Joseph would like to share, or you would like to share with our listeners today?
I think that kind of sums it up. You know, they just want everybody to focus more on love than fear. That's all. And it's a moment by moment choice. That's the bottom line to everything.
Beautiful.
your way out. Yeah.
Choose your way out moment by moment. I love that. Yeah. I love that. I had a saying, choose love moment by moment. I think it was a couple years ago, and that's still really true today. So thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank you.
And how can our listeners reach you and Joseph if they want to have a session with you or learn more about your books?
The website has everything on there. You can buy the books through Amazon, but they link from the website. You can book with us for counseling, coaching, the teachings of Joseph, JOSEF.com, and follow us on Instagram for Joseph's daily quotes. They tell us what they're thinking every day, and then the teachings of Joseph there. Other than that, track us down, follow us on YouTube, YouTube too. We're coming out with the old paradigm teachings anew. So thank you very much for this opportunity. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a beautiful offering today. And thank you so much, Cindy and Joseph, for being with us. And thank you all to our listeners for following my show, Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. So have a beautiful day, everyone. Namaste.
You have been listening to Get Your Goddess Groove On with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I provide you with a healing sanctuary for awakening and rebirthing your own divine connection with the goddess. It is time to embody the sacred rebel goddess you came to be. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.laurahosford.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.